It's Tuesday. That means it's Take Control Tuesday with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Manta, here's one that a lot of people are experiencing, a credit card balance. How do you manage a card that has a balance?
Right. You know, we always talk about a well-managed credit card as a credit card where the statement balance is paid in full every month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you want to get to. But let's face it, a lot of Americans aren't there. There is over $887 billion in credit card debt as of the second quarter of 2022 in the United States. Michigan, sometimes it's good to be last. We're 47th out of 50 with an average balance of $5,788. But here's the thing. These are average figures. Credit card debt disproportionately falls on people that make less.
Yeah.
So here's what you do if you have a balance. First of all, don't charge consumables, food, gasoline on your credit card.
Right.
Go to a cash-only system for those. You don't want to be paying interest on something that's gone out the back of either one of your tailpipes. Let's just say it like that, okay?
Okay.
Get aggressive with your streaming services and subscriptions. You know, use family's logins and stuff. Get on their profiles and those kind of things. You can do that for a while to cut those expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Pay more than the minimum payment each month. And the more you pay, the better. The next thing is going to require a little work, but let's face it, you got this balance through activity, so you're going to have some activity to get out of it. So what you need to do is understand why you have a credit card balance, and you need to understand your credit card agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once again, do you have a balance because of your spending habits, or do you have a balance because some emergency came up and forced you to use your credit card as part of your safety net? And understand your agreement. You need to know what your interest rate is, what your payment cycle is, right? You have a due date that the payment is due by, and you have a statement date. You got to understand that buffer, that grace period between your statement date and your due date. You need to understand how your payments are applied. Are they applied to the first charges you have, or they apply to new charges? Those things make a difference.
Wow.
Now, the best way to find this information out is to read the agreement for yourself. But if you don't want to do that, call customer service and ask them those questions, and they'll be happy to tell you.
Right.
And while you're on the phone with them, jawbone your interest rate down. Just simply ask for a lower rate. Tell them you're going through a struggle right now. Don't tell them you want to pay off your balance, because that's not in their interest.
Right.
They make money on that. But tell them you're going through a struggle and you need a payment that's more affordable. Don't let them defer anything. Just tell them, get the interest rate knocked down. And as we say, jawboning can save you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things that you do if you have a credit card balance. And you can get that balance to the point where, once again, you're able to pay your statement balance in full every month. Once again, Randy, we're not telling people not to use credit cards, but it's better if you're using them without a balance.
That is right. And all great tips. I think you're helping a lot of people today. And you can find information about Manta Musa on MoneySmartLife.org and also on TakeControlTuesday.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.